Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today. Had some issues over the last couple of days. On Monday, we had technical issues. On Tuesday, we were unable to reach our guest, who was scheduled to be Eddie Kingston. And so, as a result, we're shuffling everything around. What's going to happen is today, we are going to be joined by our scheduled Monday guest, Jervis Cottonbelly, is going to be on the show here today. Thursday, we will be joined by Eddie Kingston. And Friday, Max Smashmaster is going to be on the show, all of them talking about the upcoming Chikara Top Banana Show, which is coming up this weekend from the former ECW Arena, which is, what is it called now? I forget. But anyway, we can talk about that later on. Show's coming up this weekend, former ECW Arena. If you're in Philadelphia, PA, you can head up to chikarapro.com and get all the information on that show. They'll be joining us over the next couple of days in the final segment of the show. In the meantime, got a lot of news to talk about here today. The Wednesday Night Wars are tonight. We've got NXT with Samoa Joe versus Tommaso Ciampa in the main event of the show. James Storm is also making his return on NXT. We also have the ratings for Monday night. The long-awaited Monday night ratings. Had some people that were mocking me on Twitter because I was talking about whether or not the football game on Monday was a strong game or a weak game. I don't know this stuff, everybody. I know sports people that tell me this information. They told me it was a weak game. And in fact, it was. The Raw rating was up. Raw was up by, what was it, 210,000 viewers? I got the whole breakdown right here. We'll go over that after the break. And we'll also talk more about the WWE Fan Council survey that came out a couple of days ago. I've got even more of the questions they asked. They're very interesting. We'll be joined by Mike Sempervivi as well. A lot of stuff today. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16/72/1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, I have the ratings report in front of me here today.
Ooh,
Monday
early.
Night, that's right. Monday night was a weak game. You told me that, actually.
Yes, and it was. And in fact, the game really didn't hit its peak until after Raw was over with.
Wow. Well, that's even more evidence that the football game last week did play a part in their record low rating. But here we go. Going against a lower rated Monday night football game, the ratings for the Monday, November 30th edition of Raw were up to 3.16 million viewers, which is up from last week's record low. 210,000 viewers they have increased. 3.16 million viewers tied the November 9th show for the second lowest watched non-holiday episode of the show since 1997. Cleveland Browns versus Baltimore Ravens game on ESPN drew 10.11 million viewers, down 4 million from the week before. When the New England Patriots played the Buffalo Bills, third hour dropped by 300,000 viewers from the first hour. Main event of the show was the new League of Nations faction, Sheamus, King Barrett, Alberto Del Rio, and Rusev, teaming with the tag team champions New Day to battle Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and the Usos in a handicap match. Hour one, 3.31 million viewers. Hour two, 3.19 million. Hour three, 3.01 million. Honest to God, there's nothing to celebrate here. There's nothing to celebrate. But at least all 3 hours were above 3 million.
Is that what you got?
That's it. That's the story.
There are no babies going to be thrown in the air or any celebrations taking place. No confetti that's left over from Monday night is going to be thrown around Titan Towers or anything like that. But, yeah, football does put a dent into them. Still worrisome numbers, whether you include football or not. But, yeah, they got lucky with Cleveland and Baltimore. They're not going to be as lucky, I don't think, as the year, the rest of the year goes on. And these games, no matter if they're ugly on paper or not, may very well have implications as far as the playoffs go. So, yeah, still, I would try to continue stepping my game up if I was on Raw.
I've also got some more of the questions. Yesterday, we were talking about the WWE Fan Council survey that they sent out, and a lot of different questions about people's viewing habits. As we talked about yesterday, some of them are, we already know the answers. Asking questions about why do you tune out of the show? What segments do you stop watching? Are there interview segments? Are there certain people where you turn off the show? We know these answers because there are quarter hour, and I'm sure they have minute by minute ratings. But they did ask a lot of questions, some a little bit more specific than that. They did ask, how have your viewing habits changed compared to the past? Meaning, are you watching less Raw? And if so, why? They wanted to know, how do you watch Raw? And that essentially means, do you watch it on television? Do you DVR it? I believe it asked if you watch it on the WWE app, which actually you can't do. And it also asked if you watch it on the network, which is funny because you can't watch it on the network until a month later. So maybe they feel there are a lot of fans that are waiting a month to watch
it. Do they ask if you watch it on like the USA app or through your cable or satellite provider?
Well,
app?
I'm sure you could answer that if that were one of the ways that you watch it. Weather fans.
Seems kind of a silly thing to ask considering those numbers are hard and fast on paper.
I mean, they should have all of these numbers. It's kind of interesting that they asked some of these questions, but they did ask, which I loved, do you check before Raw airs to see which superstars will be appearing? All I could think was, where would you check to get that information? Because how many times have we done this show on Monday and had absolutely no idea what was happening on Raw Monday night because they don't do any sort of preview. There's nothing on the WWE Network. There's nothing on WWE.com.
Well, you've got your five things to look forward to, right? Isn't that their gimmick?
They do the five-point Raw preview, but it's not like you get a listing of every guy that's going to be on the show. And furthermore, I mean, who isn't on the show on a regular basis unless they're taking a hiatus? I mean, Kevin Owens wasn't on this week, but that's because he was sick. Would there have been a listing somewhere that said Kevin Owens will not be on Raw tonight, he's sick? I've never seen anything like that. They want
no,
to know.
And they've been masters always at covering themselves when it comes to house shows and things like that with the whole card subject to change.
Want to know who else in the household watches Raw? And note they already have the household viewing numbers, so I guess they just want to know, is it your mom? Is it your sister? Who exactly is it that watches with you?
Say it. You tell us. You say it.
I want to know where people see advertisements about upcoming episodes of Raw. Which is awesome, because my first thought was, I'll tell you where I don't see it. I don't see it on Raw. They never tell me what's going to be coming up on Raw. On Raw. Got to go to my own website to find out what's maybe coming up on Raw. We got, what are some of the reasons that fans might fast forward or change the channel? I want to know whether fans watch Monday Night Football. They want to know how well fans like various segments. This one was funny. They basically said, how do you like the match segments, segments where angles take place, segments where video packages take place, and segments where interview take place? And I just thought, do they even watch their own show? Like, how can you answer this question? Since if, for example, a very passionate John Cena is out there, I'll bet John Cena would cut a great promo. And I'll bet a great John Cena promo would be better than, I don't know, a Sheamus main event match. Whereas a Charlotte promo, I don't want to see any Charlotte promos. But I'm not going to sit here and just go, well, I don't want to see any interviews because some people can't do interviews. It's a very vague question. You can't just say, like, I don't like interviews. Or there's too many matches. Or I don't like this video package they put together because everyone is different. Everyone features a different wrestler. It's really impossible to say, in general, that every single interview is bad. So that's kind of a goofy question right there.
Do they ask you if you like any of the segments that actually have wrestling? Sports entertaining?
Yes. They want you to rate various segments. For example, is the show entertaining from start to finish?
So I guess
you're supposed to rate that one. They want to know if the superstars are athletic.
Oh, God, what?
If you appreciate the variety of superstars that are featured.
Do they look good in spandex?
Whether fans thought that the right amount of time was being given to various segments, including matches and interviews. And I love this question. Would fans tune in if they knew a match would take place during a specific hour during the show? In other words, what they're asking is, if we advertised a card, are you more likely to watch? They're asking this question in 2015.
Amazing. When they actually already, and forget about the fact that they already have these numbers, last year during Monday Night Football, they made sure to schedule and announce things that would take place at halftime of Monday Night Football. And it seemed to actually work in some cases, although if I recall correctly, I know John Cena comes to mind, so I know that probably skews the numbers, but fun survey there.
Let's go to the phones here, see what is on everybody's mind. You're on the air, the studio line. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. It's Bryce. And hey, Mike.
What's happening?
Brian,
what's up?
What's up, man? You know, everyone's flustered about these ratings right now, and I'm flustered about it too. Do you think we'll ever, ever just see an increase? Because it's just been decreasing now for the past, you know. I mean, if you really look, break it down, it's been decreasing for the past 7 years. Will there ever be an increase, a major increase again?
Well, I can't predict that, but if you look at the history of wrestling, there have been plenty of wrestling companies that have had really, really bad down periods. And you bring up the right guy, you feature the right guy, you give the right guy a push, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, everything is turned around. Now, there are a lot of problems with this company that's going to make it a little more difficult now, but I would never sit here and say, it's doomed, the rating is going down, it's never going to turn around, there's no hope. I would never say anything like that. But it's not like I see any hope in the immediate future that, oh my God, if they push Dean Ambrose, all of a sudden the show is going to turn around. I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Phone lines are going nuts today. If you want to join us on the show, 425-488-0525 is the phone number. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send text messages to 425-780-7566. Not sure how many of those we'll be able to get to today, but we shall see. Well, let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
It's It's Logan from Ohio again, and actually, I wanted to bring this up because I don't know if it was brought up to anyone. It's kind of a minor deal, but on the UFC shop website, there's a Conor McGregor sweatshirt or hoodie. I can't really tell what it was, but in the description, it says Conor McGregor has defeated Aldo, the featherweight title champion. Celebrate his victory in Las Vegas with his UFC 189 champ T. So
wow,
kind of weird.
Well, you know, sometimes
that's bad quality control right there, because I mean, they have statements ready to, it's like when you hear about a celebrity's obit being published or being put out there, you know, like a death watch sort of thing. When somebody's sick, because they have that type of stuff in the pipe and ready to go. That's why there's, you know, the joke about sending, you know, two teams playing the Super Bowl, the loser shirts go to Africa. You know, there's always that joke every year because they're actually, that happens. You know, they do get rid, they do have that stuff ready to go, but it's bad quality control. I think a worse one is the fact that they have Conor McGregor merchandise out there and not have the Irish flag on it, instead have the U.S. flag on it. As I saw around Thanksgiving, there were, I guess, some Conor McGregor Reebok gear that apparently wasn't Irish, even though he is.
Well, as Mike noted, I'm sure they've got like a bunch of stuff that they'll sell if Conor beats Aldo. The fact that it's for sale right now is kind of wacky, but there was another one that came out a couple of days ago. There is an Anderson Silva shirt, and they messed up, and it says Anderson Aldo. Yeah, Anderson
Sooner
Aldo.
Sooner or later, there'll be an Anderson Aldo, I guess.
So yeah, that one has been getting a lot of blowback as well, the Anderson Aldo shirt. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Two things. When exactly is the Aldo McGregor pay-per-view?
2 weeks.
I didn't even realize until today that Chris Weidman is even on the card.
Yes, he is.
And I remember about a year ago, obviously when he beat Silva, there was all the talk, and then the big pay-per-view with where he co-main evented against Silva and then with Rousey. It seemed like all the thought of him having his stardom was tied to Rousey more than anything else in Silva. And now, like, I don't even remember, you know, he was on the card. I don't even know if other people realized that he's actually the co-main event.
Well, it's been like this a lot lately where big shows come up and people really start talking about him a week before the show. So I would
That's
think
true.
That by the time next week came, you would be well aware that he's going to be fighting on the show.
You know, you're right. That's a good point. The second thing was you had that caller the other day who was trying to name every champion they've ever had.
Yes.
And you know, I thought he did an okay job. I felt like I could have done the same thing, but it made me think about something you said, because I can do the same thing with details of every match until Brock Lesnar disputes the title again in 2002 when they have the title brand split, and everything just gets murky after that, and in terms of like definitiveness of memories. And I wanted your thoughts, like, how much of that do you think is I think a lot of other people, because you said that I doubt you'll be able to do the 2000s. How much do you think is that of our getting older from our younger age and more excitement
None
of wrestling
of
versus how bad the product? You think it's all how bad the product is?
Yeah, a little
bit. It's not how bad the product is. It's not how bad the product is. What it is, when I was a kid and when I was younger, I mean, I could do the WWE champion all the way through probably 97, 98. Because there was a decent period of time between all of those title changes. And if there wasn't a decent period of time, it was something memorable, like the Bob Backlund title win and then lost to Kevin Nash. Those were quick title changes, but they were memorable. They were handoff title changes. So it was very easy when I was younger to name all of those champions. Once they started changing the title 8 times in a year, and then sometimes it was just, I mean, the title would change, it would be held up, there would be it became impossible at that point. And even the caller that was able to rattle them all off, he was doing great, he still screwed some up. So I think that, here's my other thought. Once that started happening, when we were kids, we could remember the title lineage. And if you were a wrestling fan and you kind of fell out of wrestling fandom for a little while, one of the first questions that you would ask people when you got back into it was, who's the champ? Who's the champion? No one asks that anymore. Nobody cares. And I think that the issue was, once they started doing the rapid title changes, not only did it become difficult to remember, but you no longer cared to remember. Nobody bothered trying to remember after that point. And that's why I think today there's probably nobody on the planet. If that caller couldn't do it, I don't think there's anybody on the planet that could start with 1963, the formation of the WWWF, the championship, and name them all the way through today. Dave couldn't do it. I don't think anybody could do it. Someone could cheat with Wikipedia, but nobody could actually do it.
I just hope nobody tries by calling into the show and wanting to do it, because just don't.
Hey, if we had 3 hours daily, I'd love to try that. Except there'd be too much cheating.
It'd need to be a contest and some rules in place. But, it's a lot easier to remember things from your childhood because you romanticize more things from your childhood. But, yeah, I mean, the title just, it doesn't mean anything, and all those rapid changes started to happen. I mean, you could do that with a lot of titles. It wasn't just like the WWE title. There were lots of titles that did not get bastardized to that point. I mean, we used to laugh at Memphis when, kind of growing up, because they would hotshot that title or flip-flop it every week. If a new guy literally debuted and walked into Memphis, Jerry Lawler would be feuding that guy over the Southern title, and that thing changed like a million times. Now all the titles change a million times, and they absolutely don't mean anything at all, and that's too bad because that should be a part. I mean, we were talking about the three-hour thing yesterday when it comes to Raw. You sold yourself a sport, and no matter what happens, you can't go back from this 3 hours right now because you're contractually obligated to it, so you've got to make the best of your time. You know, the NFL can't go, we got Cleveland and Baltimore. Manziel's not playing. Baltimore's been ravaged by injuries. We can't do anything with this here. We're going to shorten it to an hour and a half. No, you got to play the game. You got to go out there and do it. And one of the ways they can get some things back, and hopefully they do, because hope springs eternal and we're wrestling fans and we're stupid and we come back and we have hope for this sort of stuff, is the title's got to mean something. The quest for the title really should mean something. And it shouldn't just mean something to the guy who's in the race for it. It should mean something to everybody, because shouldn't that be what you're fighting for? Because if you're not doing that, it's about the money. And I can understand storylines like that too. The prize fighter storyline of Kevin Owens, that sort of thing. That makes sense as well too. But make the things mean more.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, Brian?
Yes, Liam.
It's Liam from Ireland. Hi, sorry about yesterday. I apologize for that. So just a couple of quick questions. Is The Rock going to be scheduled for Mania, or do you think he'll appear? And just a thing about Daniel Bryan, would it be a good idea if they decided to have Brian come back at the Rumble and tease that he will win the Rumble, but actually have him win the Rumble because of all the past 2 years of bad Rumbles? So hang up and listen.
Wait. And then what? He faces Roman Reigns at WrestleMania and Roman Reigns gets booed out of the building?
Well, I was thinking maybe Sheamus could still be champion because they keep wanting to do that match at WrestleMania, and then have him win. I don't know. It was just a thought anyway. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I want to thank you very much for the call all the way from Ireland. I would not expect that one. I don't think Roman Reigns is main eventing WrestleMania for the title. I mean, that's the closest thing to a guarantee that I can give you here on this show. And it certainly is not going to be against Daniel Bryan. And I don't think they're bringing Daniel Bryan up to screw up their plans again for the second or third year in a row, which really sucks for Daniel Bryan that he's that popular and they're so determined to not let him get over to that degree that they just won't bring him back. And I'm not saying that's not why he's being brought back. I mean, it's very possible he can't get cleared. And maybe they will surprise us and bring him back. But based on what I think they want to do for WrestleMania with Roman Reigns, I don't think that if Daniel Bryan were cleared, I don't think, this is not a report of fact, I don't think that they would bring him back before they crown Roman Reigns the champion. I think they're too worried about it. And as far as the other question, The Rock. Rock, I would bet good money is not going to be wrestling at WrestleMania. Now, if he's available to make an appearance, I think that they're going to try to get him there for the appearance. It's going to be the biggest WrestleMania of all time. So it'd be a very valuable selling point to have Rock there. But he's not going to have a match. And I don't think that anything is confirmed one way or the other for The Rock. He may not even be able to be there. But it is just one day making a public appearance. I'm sure maybe they can iron that out. But don't count on a match. Studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Memphis.
Oh, man, John, got to go quick.
All right, Brian, I got a serious question about the writing staff and all this stuff.
John, I'm afraid you're going to have to call back tomorrow. I was not looking at the clock. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show, and we are very happy today to be joined by a very special guest. Jervis Cottonbelly is on the show today, the world's sweetest man. That's right. He is going to be performing this weekend at the Chikara Top Banana Show, which is taking place at the 2300 Arena. That's what I was looking for. The former ECW Arena, 2300 South Swanson Street in Philadelphia, PA, this coming Saturday, December 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. It is 3 days away. Jervis Cottonbelly is here on the show. Jervis, how are you doing today?
Oh, Brian, I'm doing so very well, and thank you for having me.
Are you really the world's sweetest man?
Well, you know, I think that's a bit relative, but I'd like to think so, because I did win that title at the event Gentlemania 2.
At Gentlemania 2?
Yes.
Who won at Gentlemania 1?
Bruce the Hand Kisser Finnegan.
Oh, wow. I was unaware of that.
Bruce is a good friend.
How many Gentlemanias have there been?
Only two.
Only two. I guess that would make sense because you're currently the world's most sweetest man.
Exactly. I won the recent threshold carry competition.
The what?
The threshold carry.
Oh, the threshold carry.
Yes, that's where you carry a fine lady or young man across the threshold.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Now, do you do that with the derby bowler on, or do you remove that, or do you have to be in full outfit to carry this lass or young man over the threshold?
Well, each competitor gets to choose their attire, but I prefer to wear the derby hat because I think it looks very regal.
Well, you know, I've seen the photos. It does look very regal.
Oh, you're sweet.
Can you... Thank you. Maybe I should enter next year. Can you tell me some of the other things that must be done in this World's Sweetest Man competition besides the carry over the threshold?
Well, I'll tell you how to get an advantage in the threshold carry competition. Are you ready?
Please.
One thing you can do to get ahead of the game is to lay your coat down over the threshold to simulate, you know, that you're covering a muddy puddle or something.
Sure, yes. But what if in doing so you trip over the jacket and you both fall down? My grandmother broke her hip tripping over an area rug, so this is possible.
Oh, your poor grandmother. Is she okay?
She is all right. Thank you.
I say, well, that's good to hear because, you know, hips, when you get past 100 years old, the hips tend to be a bit fragile. You know, I'm 128 and my hips aren't in the best of shape.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jervis, because I have noticed many times that there are older wrestlers who are wearing masks and or bodysuits, or both. Goldust would be a good example. Rio de Jalisco Jr. would be another. And because they have a mask on and a costume, nobody would have any idea that they're that old. Was that your idea when you first began in this sport over 100 years ago?
Oh, but of course. I wanted to be timeless. I wanted my age and my vanity not to matter. Not at all.
How has it worked out for you?
Oh, it's worked out very well. I've made a lot of friends because, you know, sometimes people put too much emphasis on what you look like, and really it's about what's inside that counts.
You know, that is true. When did you first break into this business?
Oh, my. Well, I say we have to go back to 1912 to really find my first grappling match. But since that time, I've wrestled bears, I've wrestled giants, I've wrestled Vikings. Princesses.
Vikings?
Oleg the Usurper. He's
oh, you know, I hadn't thought of that. You're right. You're right.
Yes. Oleg is a good friend of mine now, though.
Did you ever run across any of the legends of this business in the early 1900s? Frank Gotch, Farmer Burns.
Dasher Hatfield.
Ben Roller.
You know, Frank Gotch was actually one of my favorite opponents.
Really?
He taught me the leg scissors. Well, the body scissors is what they call it now.
You know, I've never heard anyone say that Frank Gotch was their favorite opponent. He was.
Oh, I suppose I'm the first.
Hey, you know, he was well known for not being a gentleman, Jervis. He did a lot of dastardly things. He was accused of cheating, eye gouging in the famous George Hackenschmidt match.
Mm-hmm. A lot of crotch holds.
Oh, I remember that one very well. I was at that match.
Were you?
Yes, I was. I was alive and attending.
Well,
he went with Carl Stern, actually.
That begs an important question if you were at that match. There are a lot of theories about that match, Jervis, as you're well aware, that maybe due to injury, Frank Gotch agreed to carry George Hackenschmidt for 3 rounds, but then beat him in 2 straight, double-crossed the man. Other people believe maybe the match was not on the level. What can you tell us about that match?
Well, here's what I know. Frank Gotch's distant relative, Simon Gotch, who's a close friend of mine, a member of the Vaudevillian, he and I have talked about this a lot. And what we've postulated is that Mr. Frank Gotch was being a bit underhanded. And I think he knew all along that he was perfectly healthy to grapple, but he wanted to deceive his opponent.
Ah.
Yes, so I took offense to that as a gentleman and as a proper competitor.
I was going to say, this is not very gentlemanly.
Oh, no, not at all. Just like the Devastation Corporation, who I'll be grappling on Saturday.
Oh, we will be talking about them. Max Smashmaster is on the show on Friday as well. Jervis.
Oh,
before we get into that, I've got more questions for you. So, you mentioned the vaudevillains, and we don't like to give away spoilers here on this show, but I'm going to anyway. So, if you don't want to hear any NXT spoilers, everybody, turn the volume down for 30 seconds. Tonight, they face the team of, what's the team? I forget their opponents. Oh, Gable. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan. They're facing them tonight. It doesn't matter. The point is, the vaudevillains lose. And afterwards, their opponents ask them for a handshake, and the vaudevillains refuse, which seems very out of character, unless you consider that their names are the vaudevillains. Have you spoken to Simon Gotch about this of late? I know you guys are good friends. They seem to be gaining an edge.
Oh, my. Well, you know, I didn't know that they rejected a handshake.
They did.
I'm not.
That's
I'm
why
not
I'm
sure
an insider.
Oh, I suppose I'll have to send him a tweet later and see why he rejected a handshake, because you never reject a handshake.
Funny you mentioned tweets. I noticed you've got a Twitter. This seems like a very modern, modern social media. You wouldn't expect a man who's over 100 years old to be a regular tweeter, yet you are.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I learned a few years ago that Twitter is an important way to stay in touch with your friends and loved ones.
Well, you know, that's true. That's true.
Yes, I'm able to communicate with people who support me, and that's just one of the things that fills my heart with joy every day.
Well, let's talk about this weekend. You will be facing the Devastation Incorporated. Some very dastardly men. We've had Max Smashmaster on the show. He's going to be on the show again this Friday.
The type of guys where if you shake their hands, you need to count your fingers afterwards and make sure they're all still there.
That's right. How did this rivalry begin between you and the Devastation Corporation?
Well, it began many years ago, actually at the Wrestle Factory. Blaster McMassive and Max Smashmaster were regulars there, and they took offense to my sweet demeanor. So we've really been going at it for quite a while. But recently, this year, we had the Challenge of the Immortal tournament. And during that tournament, somehow, my team, the Crown and Court, which is captained by Princess Kimberly in Los Ice Creams, we somehow made it to the finals. So on Saturday, we'll be competing for the Challenge of the Immortal championship against the Devastation Corporation and the Savage Jacka.
I know this is probably a weird question, but how do you plan on beating such devastating, big, strong, angry, giant men?
Well, I say it's a two-pronged approach, Mr. Alvarez.
Oh, good.
And here's how it goes. With the first prong, I typically faint during matches when I get too excited or scared. But I've been working on that lately. So, number one, no fainting.
That's good. That's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely.
And number two, we must beat them with love and not hate.
I hope you have a better plan than that.
Well, what I mean is, as long as we have the love and support of the audience in Philadelphia, I think that we can drown out all of their anger and their pain, and we can win.
So you're relying on the support of the fans.
Hey,
absolutely.
We're Bailey.
Oh, yeah, you know it did. Jervis, I hate to bring this up because it may be a sore subject, but I've noted here that at Chikara Babylon Springs, you faced...
Oh.
Yes, I know. You faced and were defeated by the missile assault man.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Well, I don't know if you've seen Missile Assault Man yet, but he's recently joined a gang called the Battleborn. And quite frankly, they're a force to be reckoned with, and he, above all, is a killing machine. So I went in there, and I'm not going to lie, I was a bit frightened. And he went into the match quite angry because he's been dealing with a lot of emotional stress this season.
I'm looking at Missile Assault Man right now, and he's got a fabulous costume. Jervis is a gentleman. You have to at least appreciate his costume. Is that in fact a rocket launcher, a missile launcher on his back?
Yes, it is. I believe it's live ammunition. And have you heard what he did with that missile?
I can only imagine.
Oh, well, I've been told he did very nasty things. So, to that effect, I'm very frightened of Missile Assault Man.
That's very vague. What do you mean, very nasty things? Did he club somebody with it? Did he shoot somebody with it? Did he...
I hesitate to continue. I hope I don't make anyone faint, but from what I understand, he blew up a school bus.
What?
What?
Yes.
Well, that's not right.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, not at all. It's frightening, really.
Is there no law in Philadelphia?
Well, no, this was supposedly in Zimbabwe.
Oh, that explains a lot right there.
Yes, it was a black ops mission a few years back. And do you know who led the mission?
No.
Do you remember Deucalion, the big bad bruiser that murdered everyone at Chikara last year?
I do remember. Yes. there was a devastating murder at Chikara, yes.
Yes, well, Deucalion was the one who told him to do that, so... He's been through a lot lately.
He has been through a lot.
I tell you what, if I was a proletariat boor, I would be worried that I'd end up as somebody's dinner.
Yes, I would too, because boars are delicious. I love bacon. But I would never eat the boar, though, not to be confused.
I see that before, trying to do some MMA math here, he lost to Arctic Rescue Ant at the Key Decisions show in November. But then he beat you. Have you ever had a match with the Arctic Rescue Ant, and did you beat him, or did he beat you via MMA math?
Oh, I say, Arctic Rescue Ant. You know, I don't recall if we've ever grappled each other. We did a few years ago in a four-way match. It's a four-way elimination match. And he bruised me up a bit, too, but he's not as mean as Missile Assault Man.
Oh, I can imagine. He's a rescue ant. A missile assault man is an assault man.
Yes, and there's a very distinct difference there. I'm glad you pointed that out.
There is a distinct difference. Hey, stand by, Jervis. We've got to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi as well as Jervis Cottonbelly. And Jervis, I had a tweet during the break from Joanne here who says, I haven't heard of at Gentleman Jervis until today. He is now my favorite wrestler. Aww. New fan.
No.
New fan.
No. That warms my heart. Thank you, Joanna.
The cockles of your heart it warms. The show, Top Banana, is coming up on Saturday, December 5th. That is this coming Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m., the 2300 Arena, the former ECW Arena. Hollow Wicked versus Icarus versus Eddie Kingston is the main event. And Gentleman Jervis going head up with the Devastation Corporation. And Jervis, before we go today, let's get some plugs out. Your Twitter, social media, and anything else you want to get out there.
Well, if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at Gentleman Jervis. But folks, I ask you this. If you're in the Philadelphia region, please come to Chikara's Top Banana at the 2300 Arena in South Philadelphia on Saturday, December 5th, because my friends and I are competing for the championship. And though the Los Ice Creams, they're the losingest tag team in the history of Chikara, and though I've never really won anything of note, we're going to be trying our hardest. And with your support, I think we can topple the impossible team of the Devastation Corporation and Jacka the Savage.
That's
so
right.
Please come, my friends, because we really could use your support. And one thing else, I love you very much.
You, Jervis, we love you as well. Chikara, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We're out of time. I want to thank Mike, as always, all of the folks at Sports Byline, Gentleman Jervis, and all of you for listening every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.